Okay. We started last week, and we could talk about all year Birchas HaTorah, but this is the second and last part of Birchas HaTorah. I think one of the fundamental things we talked about last week was where Birchas HaTorah goes, not in your Seder, but as much as, is it part of the Seder Boker? Meaning you make a whole series of brachos, starting with Al Tiel Shadayim and Asher Yatzer and Kain Neshama and Asher Nasan LaSechliv, you know, all these things, and Birchas HaTorah is part of that? Or no? Birchas HaTorah, as it used to be in Old Sidurim, is afterwards in the davening, and it just has to do with the kind of thing that you make a bracha if you're going to learn Torah, but otherwise it doesn't have to do with the normal Seder Hayom. We obviously pointed out that by most counts there are three Birkot HaTorah, and if there are three Birkot HaTorah, likely that there are multiple themes, because otherwise there'd be no reason to have more than one bracha. Okay? We also saw the Gemara that made it sound like Birchas HaTorah has nothing to do with the Seder HaBoker. It's not on the same daf of all the other brachos in brachos, Mesechas brachos. It's separate. But then we saw something strange in the Rambam. That's where I want to start. If you look back, we saw these Rambams quickly last time. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, and we commented how by the Rambam's placement of Birchas HaTorah in Hilchos Tefillah, it sounds like the Rambam is taking a position. By the way, that one of the great reasons why Briskers love the Yad HaChazakah is you can make the Yukim. I'm not joking about this, it's serious. Like, where the Rambam puts something and in what company the Rambam puts something is significant about the way in which he sees it. It really does matter that the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Tefillah and not in Hilchos Brachos and not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Like, it matters. It matters what parak he puts it in. Okay, so here's the Rambam again. The Rambam says, Hamashkim likro batorah, a person who gets up in the morning to learn Torah, Kodim Shikra Kriya Shema, but it's before he read Kriya Shema. Ben Kara B'Tor Shevichsa, Ben Kara B'Tor Sheba'al Peh. No, Tel Yadav Tchila U'Mevarech Shalosh Brachot. V'Achakach Korei. And we pointed out the obvious. This very much sounds like the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like Birchas HaTorah is something you have to do if you're going to learn. Okay, so it's nice. We want to learn every day. But Birchas HaTorah is simply a bracha that you make before you learn. That's the way that sounded. But then you come to the next halacha, halacha Yud Aleph, and he says, "B'chol yom chayav adam livarech shalosh bracha." Here, it's not just something you do before you learn Torah. Here, it's a standalone chiyuv. "B'chol yom chayav adam livarech shalosh brachot elu." Va'achar kach korei ma'at midivrei Torah. And a strange halacha, you're chayav to make the brachos, and once you make the bracha, you have to learn a little divrei Torah. V'nagu ha'am likro birkat kohanim, v'yesh mikomot shekorin tzavet b'nei Yisrael. We don't do that necessarily, although we should. We'll get to that later. V'yesh mikomot shekorin shtehen, v'korin prakim o halachot min ha'mishna o min ha'braito. So just to be clear, we read birkat kohanim. Afterwards, we read the Mishnah of Eilu Dvorim She'en Lahem Shiur. Afterwards, it's confusing because it's the same. Afterwards, we read the Gemara of Eilu Dvarim Shel Alachel Peros Seim Olam Hazeh. Okay? So basically, we're covering all three levels of Talmud Torah. Torah Shebichtav, Mishnah, and then Gemara. Okay? Yeah?
Are we allowed to, like, replace the Mishnah with the new Mishnah every day?
So, in theory, yes. In practice, we're nervous about doing things like that. There should be no reason why you can't replace one Mishnah with another. But we're a traditional bunch. You know, like, so there are better places to replace stuff. I'll tell you something. I have a friend of mine. He's as frum gets. He really is. And he was the rabbi of a shul, and he felt like Sukkot de Zimra on Shabbos was just like losing its meaning for people. And, you know, wouldn't it be better? Look, it's just Tehillim. Wouldn't it be better if we rotated? We said just a few of them this week and a few next week, or different ones. It would get people excited, get people focused. He got killed. Like, it was like he had suggested driving to shul. You know? So, I don't know why. We're pretty wedded to our Seder, but halachically, I can tell you definitively, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? The halach is you have to learn Torah. Not, and in fact, if anybody questions that, you could point to the Rambam, who doesn't quote the mission of Eilu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shiur. Okay, so much for that. So what you see in the Rambam is two completely different presentations of Birchas HaTorah. In one presentation, it's the thing that you have to do if you plan on learning. And the other presentation, You have a chiyuv every day to make Birchas HaTorah. So I have a bunch of Rav things today. Rav Soloveitchik had a lot to say in Birchas HaTorah. Some of it is in the Siddur. So I just saw a bunch of things. So the Rav points out what I think each of us could have pointed out, but okay, he's smarter than us, so it sounds better when he says it, and it's clearer. He says, basically, you see in the Rambam that there are two different functions for Birchas HaTorah. One is Birchas HaTorah as a matir, just like Shahakol Ni'ebed Baro is matir me to take a drink of water. Birchas HaTorah is matir me to learn Torah. Torah is a pleasurable experience. As a general rule, Ein Adam Nana, you know, if you're Nana and Ba'olam HaZeh below Bracha, Ki'ilu Ma'al, it's like you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on one level, very simple, you have to make Birchas HaTorah because otherwise you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just like you wouldn't eat a piece of cake without making a mezonos. You can't learn Torah without making a bracha. In which case, it's obvious why you have to learn Torah right afterwards. Because if you make a shahakol and you don't take a drink, you made a bracha levatala. So if Birchas HaTorah is a matir for Talmud Torah, then we're kind of like artificially requiring ourselves to be matir us to learn to say Talmud Torah, to learn Torah, by having the Mishnah and the Psukim and the bright and the Gemara in our Siddur. Okay? That seems to be the presentation of the Rambam in the first halacha we saw. In the second halacha we saw, it sounds much more like a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a matir. The Rambam says, B'chol yom v'yom chayav adam l'varech shalosh brachot, presumably because B'chol yom v'yom chayav adam l'mot Torah. And so you have to make a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And then again, just like any other mitzvah, if you make a bracha al natilas lulav, you're not mafsik, you take your lulav right away. If you make a bracha of al natilas matzah, you eat matzah right away. So if you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, obviously you have to learn Talmud Torah right away, otherwise it would be a bracha levatala. Yes. Okay, well, if it comes to you, I'll be here. Now, I'll only point out the following. We have three brachos in our Siddur, and if I could break them down further, I would... Well, let me just finish the point now. You'll have to really remember. Okay? If I could break it down further, you know, there are three brachos. One is Asher Ki Dishonu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu. That reads exactly like a Birchas HaTorah. I'm sorry. Don't nod your head when I say stupid things. That reads exactly like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher Ki Dishonu B'mitzvosav L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Okay? We'll come into the Isuk for a second. Then you have Asher Bo Charbonu Mikol Ha'amim, which I guess if I had to, I would say that that's maybe the Matir. I'm not sure why, except the middle one of the Ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu, that sounds very much like a Bakasha. Right? Basically, Ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu Sivir Sorasecha, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make Torah sweet to us, to make Torah pleasurable. And broadly speaking, I really think like the philosophic idea that Torah requires a matir, a birchas hamitzvah, and includes with it a bakasha, all the three types of brachos that we would make during the course of any day are made over Torah, basically stands for the proposition that Torah spans the whole spectrum of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask for permission, we ask for help, and we make a blessing like we would make over every bracha, over every mitzvah. I really think that in there is that a form of that idea is very, very true. Now, let's look at the text for a second. We started pointing this out last week. The Rambam has it backwards, but in any Siddur, we make the bracha of Lasok B'divrei Torah. Whereas if any of us had asked, it would say, Asher Kisham Tov Tzivanu, I would have said Lilmo Torah. Right? But the bracha is lasok, and everybody from Rabbeinu Bechaya on down points out that isuk batorah is not the same as learning Torah. This in two ways. First, what I suggested last week, which I think is true halachically, is isuk batorah is not result-oriented. Okay? Talmud Torah means me getting smarter. But isuk batorah is just involvement in Torah. Now, the Rav said it obviously better than me, and in a more focused way. The Rav said, Lasok bat b'divrei Torah stresses the emotional component of Talmud Torah. Because when you're osek in something, like you're osek b'tzarchei tzibur be'emunah, it means you care about something. To be osek b'Torah, said the Rav, is to have an emotional attachment to Talmud Torah, not based on how smart I am, and not based on what I'm getting out of it. Just feeling a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is the Lashon of La'asok B'divrei Torah so critical? We touched on this last week. Because in the discussion about how many times a day do I have to make Birchas HaTorah, or said a different way, if I made a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and I said all the brachos, great, and now I went to work, and let's say, God forbid, I didn't learn Torah again until I came home at night, shouldn't I have to make a new Birchas HaMitzvah, or a new Shahakol Nia B'dvara, or whatever it is? And Allah says no. Why? So the different formulations, the rough formulation, which fits nicely with this idea, is the difference between active involvement in Talmud Torah versus latent involvement. Okay? Active involvement means you're learning. Latent involvement means, like the example I mentioned last week, you know, a mother is not taking care of her children right now, but she's aware of the fact that she has children. They're in the back of her mind. So when you put the two ideas together, the emotional attachment that you have for Talmud Torah can carry you through even during the long hours during the course of the day that you're not learning Torah. It's just you're vaguely aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're vaguely aware of Torah, you're vaguely aware of your relationship. And it's much easier to be vaguely aware of an emotional attachment than it is to be vaguely aware of an intellectual attachment. And so I think that what the Rav is saying is, you don't have to make more Birchas HaTorah, that's the halacha, because somehow being Jewish and being connected to Torah is something we're aware of even when we're not learning Torah. Okay? Do you remember yet? Still? I'm sorry, do you remember still? Yeah. So, first of all, Avarava works, meaning we don't want Avarava to work because we want to make a Birchas HaTorah. Maybe because of the next point. Stop here for a second. Birchas HaTorah is what type of, we talked about, you know, the types of brachos. I'll ask you a different question and you'll know what I mean. What's the only bracha that we make that's midoraisa? Benching. Benching, if you're full, is a better answer. Okay, fine. Benching. Not so fast. The Gemara, look in the next source. The Gemara in Brachos, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin lebirchas hamazon la'achareha min haTorah. How do I know that benching is d'oraisa? No surprise, we know. Because it says, v'yachalto v'savata uberachta. Now, ask the Gemara. Now, read this Gemara with an open mind, please. Ask the Gemara. Uminayin lebirchas haTorah lifaneha min haTorah. How do I know that Birchas HaTorah is the Oraisa? Shenemar, Kishem Hashem Hekra, Havu Golel Elokeinu. A pasuk. So now I ask you, Birchas HaTorah, the Oraisa or Drabbanan? Okay, from this Gemara. Well, but how could you say that Birchas, how do you say that Birchas, So Ariel has a good point, which is you have to know something, that Kishem Hashem Akra comes up a lot of times as the source for a lot of things, for saying Amen, for Zimun. It comes up a lot of times. But you have to admit to me, you read the Gemara says, how do I know that benching is Doraisa? Here's the Pasuk. How do I know that Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa? Here's the Pasuk. And the Gemara never refutes it. So, in case you think I'm crazy, what? No, an asmachta is a pasuk, but when it says min haTorah, it usually doesn't. Now, one second, you're the dominant position. If you ask most Jews, let me finish this point. If you ask most Jews, they'll say, there's only one bracha, min haTorah, and that's benching. And I think that that's right. If you ask a Jew named the Ramban, he will disagree. So if you look in the next source, the Asagas HaRamban, the Ramban in Mitzvah Tezvav, it's very sweet. The Ramban, when he disagrees with the Rambam, so he's masig, he basically writes, you know, I don't think this is a mitzvah, I don't think it's a mitzvah. Now, how does he get to 613? At the end of the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Ramban wrote this thing, it's called, such a sweet name, it's called Mitzvos Sheshachachan Harav. This is the list of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count. Like, it's a very sweet way of saying it. So, mitzvah number 15 in the Ramban's list of mitzvahs the Rambam forgot is as follows. Shenitztavinu lehodos lishmo yitvarach b'chol eit shekara shenikra batorah. Every time we learn Torah, we have to make a birchas haTorah. Ala tova hagdola she'asa lanu b'tito torato eleinu. Out of the great goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in giving us His Torah, v'hodienu ha'ma'asim ha'ritzuyim lefanav, and He told us the way we're supposed to behave, she'bahem ne'nachel chaye holam haba. It's clearly a birchas hodah in the Ramban. You got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'cha'ashen nitztavinu b'bracha achar kol ha'achila, kein nitztavinu b'zu. The Ramban says, by the way, just like, it's not so surprising, just like there's a bracha d'oraisa after you eat, namely benching, this is the bracha d'oraisa before you learn, namely birchas haTorah. It's a longer piece. In the very end, he says, "Ve'ein ra'uy limnotam mitzvah achat im hakriya." The Ramban says, and if you're going to say, the Ramban took seriously the possibility that the Rambam also thinks it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the Rambam doesn't count it separately because it's included in the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah. Right? That's what he suggests. So he says it's wrong. Just like we count Mikra Bikurim as its own mitzvah, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as its own mitzvah, so too we should count Birchas haTorah. It's very clear. The Chinuch expands on it. The Chinuch has a very interesting point. The Chinuch's count of mitzvos copies the Rambam. The Chinuch says in the introduction, I copied the Rambam. He changes the order, but his 613 match up exactly with the Rambam's 613. But every once in a while, within a mitzvah, the Chinuch hints to the fact that he disagreed with the Rambam's count. So within the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, in the Chinuch, there's this paragraph, bottom one of the page. He says, V'chol shah habrachot kulan hein midrabanan, chutz me'achat shehi min haTorah. V'cheinu mefurash b'gmara b'brachot, he quotes our Gemara, v'hi birchat haTorah lefoneha. And because he's afraid, he says, V'gam haRamban zal yachshov ota mitzvat aseh b'fnei atzma. Even the Ramban counts it. Now, here's the interesting idea. Why would it be that there would be two brachos d'oraisa, benching and Talmud Torah, one after eating and one before learning? So the Chinuch has a very interesting philosophic insight. He says, third line, V'ha'inyan hazeh, shechiyavnu hakel baruch hu bracha b'kriyat haTorah lefaneha u'bimazon la'acharav, min hadomeh, he says, it appears to me, Shehatam lefi shehu baruch hu lo yishal min hachomer le'avdo u'lehodot b'tuvo rak achar sheyikabel pras mimenu. He says, with respect to physical enjoyment in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not ask us to thank Him until we actually enjoyed it. So what? So He can't ask us to make a bracha rishona before we eat food because we haven't experienced the physical pleasure yet. But He can ask us to make Birchas HaMazon after we eat, because by then we're thanking Him for something physical. Okay? Now here's the point. Second to last line. Ki achelak ha-behemi lo takir b'tova rak achar ha-hergesh. Because our physical side, our animalistic side, only can thank God for physical pleasures after we receive them. Aval kriyat ha-torah shehu chelak ha-seichel. But Talmud Torah, which is intellectual, v'haseichel yodea u'makir, but your intellect can anticipate the joy of Talmud Torah, v'kodem kabbalat ha-toelet, and even before he has the pleasure of learning Torah, yavin oto, he will understand it, al kein yechayvenu hakel lehodot lefanav kodem kriyat ha-torah. Therefore, we're commanded to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we learn. And he says, here's just a good line, U'model ha'amet yimtza ta'am bidvari. And anybody who recognizes the truth will understand what I'm saying. It's a very beautiful idea. What the Chinuch is saying is, there are only two mitzvahs, there are only two brachos d'oraisa. But they are the most pure representation of the two different types of pleasure we get in this world. One is benching after you eat. Now, you may think of other better physical pleasures, but they don't have brachos, generally speaking, associated with them. Okay? So, one is to thank God for physical pleasures, but that I can only do on the animal side of me after I actually enjoy the food. The other is the intellectual pleasure of Talmud Torah, And there, Dafka, God says, your intellect ought to be able to anticipate the pleasure of Talmud Torah, and therefore I'm requiring you to make a bracha beforehand. It's an exceptionally beautiful idea that, about bookending physical and intellectual pleasure in the world and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really a very beautiful idea. Now, why is this not more famous? Why is it that people don't know that the Ramban says it's Doraisa? Why is it that people don't know that Chinuch says it's Doraisa? Isn't it the case that everybody knows that Safek Brachos LaHakel, but Tveka Doraisa LaChumra? And everybody knows the din, that if you don't remember if you made a Shahakol, you have to repeat Shahakol. But if you don't remember if you bent, I'm sorry, you don't repeat Shahakol, I apologize. But because Safek Rabban LaKula, Safek Brachos LaHakel, but if you can't remember whether you benched or not, you have to repeat benching. Because Sveika Doraisa L'chumra, right? So here's my theory. Nobody really discusses whether Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa D'Rabbanan because the Safek Birchas HaTorah doesn't happen. Why not? Now say it. Because after davening, when you think, I don't remember if I made Birchas HaTorah, you already said Ava Rava. So therefore, since you could be Yotze with Ava Rava, you don't really get into this issue of whether I have to repeat Birchas HaTorah or not. But I want to put out there that it may very well be. So you don't really find many sources that discuss this issue. Because L'maisa, it doesn't really matter. But philosophically, and when you discuss this issue, it's a big deal that there would be a bracha on Birchas HaTorah Mida Oraisa Lifaneha. Louder. You ought to have Kavanah, but certainly... Here's the story. You might have a real suffix if an hour after davening you don't remember. The din is, if you're going to be somech on Ava Rabba, you're supposed to learn Torah right after davening in the morning. And that way, huh? Somehow Shema, in davening, Shema doesn't count as Talmud Torah. Right? You're mekabel schar like Talmud Torah, but that's not what it is. Okay? Okay, no side conversation. We're going to finish up now. The bottom line is, that's why I think people don't discuss it. But all I want to say is when you read in the Gemara seems pretty clear that it's Doraisa, although the Asmachta thing is always out there. It's also possible that the Rambam thinks so also. The Ramban is hinting to the fact that he thinks the Rambam thinks so, but he just included it in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yes. It comes up once a year. It's true, but we find ways out of it. The din is not don't make Birchas HaTorah. The din is find the guy who slept. Yes. Ah, okay. So that's interesting. Most people think that the main one is Asher Bachar Banu, but it's not 100% clear. And in fact, I'll tell you, it's great vart. I heard from Rav Asher Weiss. It's a Hasidic vart, but it's nice. Right. No, I don't mean that it's a Hasidic word, but it's nice. I mean, I'm not sure what I mean. Anyway, here's the story. Everybody knows the famous Gemara that says that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed al shelo berchu b'Torah tchila. Right? That's what Gemara says. So, apparently, the Baal Shem Tov was asked, you know, which bracha, al shelo berchu b'Torah tchila, which one didn't they say? It sounds like they didn't say one. So his grandson, the Degel Machane Ephraim, said in his grandfather's name, the bracha they didn't say is Vaharevna. Why? Because Vaharevna is the bracha about enjoying. Vaharevna is the bracha about enjoying Talmud Torah. And a person doesn't enjoy Talmud Torah who just learns it because it's an obligation or what have you. He's missing something terrible. Now, I'll just add to that. This idea, I think Rav Asher said this also, but this idea, Rav Moshe Feinstein once pointed this out about the bracha of Vaharevna. I've loved the bracha very much because of that. He said the first generation of Jews who came to New York, Rav Moshe was part of that generation, by the way, he said they sacrificed so much for Shmirah Shabbos. You know, you hear all these stories, people lost their jobs in order to, but a lot of their children did not remain frum. And Rav Moshe said kids saw their parents suffering so much for Torah, that they basically said, it's not for me. And Rav Moshe said, the secret to having your kids remain religious is showing them how easy it is and how pleasurable it is and how enjoyable it is. And the bracha v'harevna even if it's not halachically the most important bracha, it's the bracha that's going to ensure, you know, Jewish continuity. Okay, last point. It's a good one. So I'm going to go 2 seconds over, but it's a good one. The Rav asked the following question. Asher bochar banu sounds very much like the bracha of Shaloh Asani Goy. Shaloh Asani Goy is in the negative. Thank you, God, for not making me a Gentile. And Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim is in the positive. Thank you for choosing us. So the Rav said, he said that two separate ideas, and there are two parts to Kedushas Yisrael. It's a very beautiful idea. He says, on the one hand, we are B'nai Avraham. Okay? We are genetically related from father to father, well, from mother, I guess. We are genetically related to the Jews who came before us, and we have some form of physical Kedushas Yisrael. Okay? But then he says there's a chosenness that comes not from your father and your grandfather and your mother and your grandmother, but comes from Talmud Torah. It comes from our attachment. And here he made this amazing diuk, and I'm so glad I gave the Rashi thing this morning, because it's a classic Rashi that we blow through and we don't focus on how beautiful it is. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Ki am kadosh atal Hashem Elokecha. Notice the Pasuk. Ki am kadosh atal Hashem Elokecha. You have Kedusha. It sounds like there are two parts to the puzzle. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Ki am kadosh ata, kedushat atzmecha me'avotecha. You have genetic kedusha. Ve'od u'becha bachar Hashem, which sounds very much like the bracha of Asher bachar banu. And the Rav said, that's the part that we do. Meaning you could be genetically Jewish, and you're halachically Jewish. But to reach the higher level, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the positive sense of not just that I'm not a guy, but I'm chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's expressed through Torah, and that's expressed through our attachment through Torah. And the Rav pointed out, there are many places in halacha, and we'll end here, where there are differences. For example, an apikores, a person who rejects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his shechita is psula. He's like a guy. He has a din of a guy, with respect to shechita, with a bunch of things like that. But such a person who marries a Jewish woman, his kedushin is chal. Meaning he has some form of kedushas Yisrael, but he loses some other forms of kedushas Yisrael. And the Rav suggested, it's a very beautiful idea, that shaloh asani goy is the lower level, but asher bachar banu is the chosenness that we strive for and that expresses itself through Talmud Torah. Tomorrow afternoon we start on what we consider to be real Birchas HaTorah, Asher Nasana Sechli Vina, and that whole group. See you then. Yeshkoach.